Revealing My Divine Self. In all of our life, we go through all the motions of revealing who we are. We tell people who we are. We explain to ourselves who we are. But do we really know who we are? Do we know the divine within us? We run into all sorts of obstacles wherever we turn, because we are always looking at the appearances. We are always looking at the illusions of life, and we empower the illusions of life to be what they are for us in our life. Now, is this what we really want to do? Do we want to live a life of illusions? Well, this is what the majority, if not all of the people on the planet Earth are doing. We're all living a life of illusion. We think that what we see is reality. Muhammad Ali always said, what I see is what is. So, is that what we are? What we see, that is what we are? Or is there a depth behind us? Is there something more beautiful inside of us that we have never released, that we have never let go, that we have never found out about at all? And the answer, of course, is yes. Our reality lies hidden inside of us. It is called our divine self, not our human self, as we would so often like to call it. We often like to call it our human self because we think our human self is our reality, but it's not. Our divine self is the goal that we're always seeking. We're always seeking that divine self which transcends the physical, transcends the human, transcends all that we know into the great unknown. Now, everyone can know their divine self. Everyone can reveal their divine self in its simplest form, in its most beautiful form, in its most ideal form, in the only form that it has. Perfect. Every one of us would like to reveal our divine self. But to do so, we have to realize that we have built up a number of concepts by which we live our life, and these concepts are the most important things in the world, we think. And because we think they're the most important things in the world, we empower them with all of our love, with all of our attention, with all of our heart, and of course, we experience all those things that we say we are as humans. Now, to say you're divine is almost sacrilegious, because who can be divine? We say only the great saints or the great teachers or the great leaders of the religions of the world, they were near it, and even they did not receive the entrance into bliss that they would have liked to have had. Well, I will tell you today that bliss is not for you. You are bliss. It's not something you're going to do. It is something that you are. You are bliss when you turn yourself over to your reality, when you turn yourself over to the purity of your own indwelling being, that divine self within you. When you turn yourself over to that, then truly you know bliss. Now, we want to reveal our divine self. You take a child and you tell this child, one day you'll be a man. One day you'll be grown up and you'll be a mama and you'll be a papa. You'll go to work. You'll have all sorts of wonderful experiences in life. One day you'll do that. Well, that's a lie. And because of that lie, all of our life is limited. Now we are that divine self. Now we are that adult. Now we are it. We don't practice to be it. We practice we are it. And so when we practice we are it, what are we doing? We are going contrary to all that the human emotion would tell us, all that the human life would tell us. We're going contrary. This little child is not an adult. This undeveloped person who has not yet revealed all the wisdom and the divinity within them is not yet there. And the answer is they are there. Believe it. Believe it. It's not a matter that it'll come tomorrow or it'll be something in another time. It'll be something in another place in another way. It is now. So, if this little child is already an adult, if this little child is already a spiritually illumined master, if this little child is already in bliss and never will be in bliss because it always is in bliss, it's not something to come, something that will happen. It is now and always has been done. It's like, as I think the comparison might be very valid here, it's like saying, you have life in you, and the life in you will never be more life or less life. The life in you will never be more revealed or less revealed. The life in you is eternally, immortally, forever you. And so, the divine in you is always there. The purity of your soul is always there. You, whoever you are, whatever name you call yourself right now, you are already the master being right now. In every attitude of your being, in everything you do, whatever you are it now. And how wonderful that is. Truly, how wonderful that is. What can we do to train ourselves to live in the realization that all is now? What can we do to train ourselves in the realization that all peace is now, all love is now, all unconditional love is now, all harmony is now, all life is now? We don't have to train ourselves into the fact that all life is now, because it is, and we know that. But the thing is, do we really practice that realization that all life is now? We can, okay? So, all life is now. We say, okay, I would like to get on the boat for traveling, for telling myself that all is now. What I need to do if I want to make that change is I must establish new habits in my world, in my life, in my thinking, new habits about myself. And the new habits start with a very simple phrase, I like me. And when you like yourself, you're not looking for something, you're not expecting something. You are liking yourself. And you are living in the divinity of liking yourself, and you're saying, wow, I'm all right. Yes, I am a revealed being. Yes, I am. I am a divine being. Well, I'd like to be a divine being. No, I am a divine being. You see, to say that you're alive, that you cannot contest. But to say that you are a divine being, that you don't understand. And because you don't understand it, you don't say it properly for yourself. So we start today. Yes, so we start today saying to ourselves, I like me. That's the foundation of all understanding. That's the foundation of all spiritual illumination. That's the foundation of all that exists. First, you learn to like yourself. And when you like yourself, then you will not think it strange to say beautiful things about yourself. When you like yourself, you will always be harmonious with everything you do in your life. Now, do you want to say, I like me? Do you want to say, I like me? Do you want to say the truth about yourself, or do you want to continue saying, I wish, I would like, maybe someday in the future, maybe some people have this, but not me. I wish, oh dear, I wish, oh, it would be so wonderful if it could happen. And then little children don't say that. They just say, I am. I am a daddy. I am a mommy. And they're not yet a daddy and a mommy, but they say that because in their heart they are. They live the beautiful expression of a daddy and mommy that they see in their parents. Their parents are the role model for all living that they do. And they see that and they say, yes, that's what I want to be. I want to be a mommy. I want to be a daddy. I want to be all that is beautiful. We say, I like me. Because we say all is beautiful. We say, I like me. We say, I like me. Now this day, I give myself over to saying, I like me. I'll have no structured program to begin this day. This day is just a random program. It's just a random series of statements that I make 3 or 4 zillion times. Well, why not say billion? Or why not say million? Or why not say 100? Well, no matter what you say, you won't be doing anything near that. But just say, this day I say, I like me. This day I plant a new attitude in my consciousness. I plant a new thought in my thinking. I put a new habit in motion for myself that I like me. All day now, I'm going to do whatever I do. I'm going to walk around my life, walk around the campus, walk around the world, and I'm going to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it. Now, people who have practiced this and who have sincerely done it, it drives them to distraction because they say, oh, I'm tired of saying I like me. I'm tired of... That's right. Inside of each one of us is a little devil. And that little devil says, no, don't say that. You don't like yourself. No, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say you're rich. Don't say you're happy. Don't say you're healthy. Don't say you're wealthy. Don't say you're divine. Don't say those things. Because if you do, then you'll no longer be a human. You'll no longer say, I am a human being limited to a human life, limited to the human world that I'm in. You'll say, I am divine. You'll say, I'm wonderful. Oh, golly, Moses, how great it is. I like me. I like me. I like me. Sing it. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me, 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 I like me. Or just say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Or if the panting and chanting is too rigorous for you, just say, I like me. I like me. And to support that, you say, I like me. I've got a nice body. Every organized function of my body is perfect. I like me. Oh, I like me. I like my divine self shouting out from within my inner self saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, how wonderful it is. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say that about myself, soon I begin to accept it. I no longer fight it. I no longer say, but. And I begin to say, yes, I really do. I like me. I'm the kind of person that my friends like. I should certainly like myself. My friends like me. Yes, I like me. I enjoy life. I'm so happy with life because life is just a great, glorious, wonderful adventure. And I'm just so thrilled every single moment of my life. I'm thrilled with how much I like me. Oh, I like me. Yes, I do. Now, as I say this, as I demonstrate this, as I know this, it is all that I am. It is all that I ever want to be. And I say this now because before I begin my special, wonderful seminar of knowing who and what I am, I say I like me. I say I am fantastic. I say I am glorious. I say I am wonderful. I say I am supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I am beyond measure. I like me, 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 I like me. Now, promise yourself, you will say, this entire day, this wonderful 8th day of April, from a.m. to p.m., I like me, I like me, I like me. And then tomorrow, we will go into even more exciting possibilities, sharing together what it feels like to say, I like me. What it feels like to be in that consciousness of I like me, to have the habit of only thinking, I like me. Oh, yes, indeed. That's who you are, and that's who I am. And know it, because it's the truth. It's the truth about you, about me, about all that we are. And it is really good, and very good. Let's go. Build that habit today. I like me. See you there. I love you. I love you. I love you.